We need to know the analytical matrix that was used to compare all the commands and the agencies if we're able to evaluate a major proposed organizational disestablishment of one. We need to know if the department has conducted comparative analysis of other major commands. This same lack of responsiveness has marked the department's approach to many other requests for information from our delegation. 7 weeks ago, we began making multiple requests, seeking answers to a variety of important decisions. And to this point, we've been stonewalled. 7 weeks ago, the same week of the GEFCOM announcement, I asked for data on the size of major DOD and military department staffs. I think that's a relevant question, particularly all the exchange we've had here in terms of tooth-to-tail ratios and this sort of thing. I haven't gotten an answer. I haven't got an answer on how big the OSD staff is. You know, when I was in the Pentagon, I think that would take maybe an hour. We're still waiting. The department has failed to answer even the most basic questions that have come from this delegation with respect to cost-benefit analysis that shows what savings would be gained by closing GEFCOM and how they would outweigh the elimination of the missions that GEFCOM currently performs. We have no real information at this point that allows us to quantify the possible effects of this proposal in such areas as fiscal and local economic implications. The Commonwealth has been a strong supporter, I think everybody knows that, of the military and of its families, particularly this area in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Every day, officials in our communities interact on a multitude of decisions to coordinate actions relating to military facilities. This affects business planning. It affects community planning. It affects real estate values down there. And people are perplexed as to why the process guiding this proposal is being conducted in such complete contrast with the department's traditional approach. So this has led many to conclude that there is no comprehensive analysis that would support this recommendation to close GEFCOM. And it leads to the question, actually, in a larger scale, of how serious DOD really is about lasting reform on a broader scale. We need to get our questions answered. We deserve to have a full understanding of the department's analysis and implications. We need facts. And today I filed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would require the Secretary of Defense to provide detailed analysis and other assessments that we have requested before the President would close or align any unified combatant command, not simply GEFCOM. Senator Warner is the lead co-sponsor. I hope my other colleagues will think about this and consider supporting the amendment. And I'm also renewing my call to President Obama to withhold any final action on this recommendation until we have that sort of information. I know my time is up, but let me say one thing, Secretary Lynn. You once were a staffer on this committee, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You worked for Senator Kennedy, as I recall.
That's correct.
On your way back to the Pentagon today, I would just like you to think about what staff member Lynn would have said to Senator Kennedy in terms of advice if Senator Kennedy had been stiffed with a 15-minute phone call when an announcement of this magnitude was made and then not provided information for a 7-week period when he tried to gain information. I think I know what the answer to that would have been.